B-Pod Studios.
Spivey's Corner, North Carolina. Every year has the big hollering contest. And we have the three-time winner of this contest, Roby Morgan, on the phone. How are you, Roby?
Oh, I'm fine. Roby Morgan of Wendell, North Carolina, population 3,600.
Salute!
Spivey's Corner, where the hollering contest is held every year, the third Saturday in June, population 49, give or take two or three.
I guess three times. Has anybody won this thing three times like you have?
Well, I don't know. See, I won it way back in 79, and I couldn't compete anymore until 91.
So you came out of retirement and won it again.
No, I wasn't retired. They wanted me there to demonstrate and help put on the program, but I just couldn't compete. So then it's closed for a while, and then they opened it back up two or three years ago. And so this year I got serious and came out on top, won it again.
That's great.
Well, I guess this has made you internationally famous. A lot of good things are happening.
Yeah.
They're calling me from all over the world.
That's wonderful. What does it take? Now, being that you're a three-time champ, what does it take to be a good hollerer?
You have to have good lungs. I didn't ever smoke, and I don't fool around with strong drinks and nothing like that.
Now, what do you mean by strong drinks? You won't touch that moonshine?
No, no way.
What about an ice cold beer?
No, I don't fool around. No drinking. I don't need it. Cocoa and Pepsi cold and ginger ale is good enough for me.
What about
the Lord's blessed me, give me good health and
lungs. You ever drink RC?
RC?
Yeah.
RC Cola?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about a good sarsaparilla?
Well, that's something similar to, I've heard of that a lot, but I don't think I've tried it.
Or try a good birch beer. It's great.
Well, you might create a taste for it, and I don't need that taste.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, you get all strung out on birch beer.
You have to have good lungs.
So
it's not exactly how loud you holler, it's the way you holler. Back in the olden days, they didn't have any TV, telephone, or nothing. It's a way of life, a way of communicating one with another.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really all about. You had a good morning holler, regular holler, distress holler, and things like that, and one to another, way of communicating.
Now, Roby, my partner here, Haney, professes to be a good hollerer. Take a listen to him right now and give us your critique, your championship critique of Mr. Haney over here.
Well, let her rip.
Go ahead,
Haney. What do you want me to do, Stan, a distress holler?
Yeah, distress holler, Haney. How's that?
Yeah, here's a distress holler.
All right, give me a distress
holler. And it goes on and on.
It's a lot like yodeling.
You holler like that, you know somebody's in trouble. They're going to come help you.
Now, what is the holler that you use that won you the championship?
Well, you have 4 minutes to do your thing. You go through a little routine.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roby, I'll give you 1 minute. Give me a 1 minute thing that would win you a title.
Well, I finished off with Amazing Grace.
Okay, give me a little of that.
And that's what it's all about. I promise the Lord to win. If it be his will, it win. I'd praise his name and give him credit, and I do, and that's where it comes from. Go something like this.
That is fantastic. Right. That's just wonderful.
Just a little sample.
Not bad at all. Haney, you want to? Can you do a little of that? Listen to Haney try that.
I better let it go with that because I've been hollering quite a bit.
I don't want you hollering anymore, Roby. I want you to let Haney.
Go ahead and holler for me.
What kind of holler you want?
Do a little of that amazing Greek.
You can holler when the Saints go marching in. All you have to do is hoot like an owl. I can hoop.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you got it? Man, I'm going to have to join you or you join me.
All right, you guys, why? You guys want to do it together? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Guess not. All right there, Roby. Thanks and congratulations to you. Three-time champ, hollering champ, and you're going to be in it next year?
Lord willing. And where are you from? Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
Right. Okay. Nice to do just a little something for you down there.
No problem.
Tell the people I love them.
All right, man. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Roby Morgan.
I showed him my stuff.
Yeah, you did, man.
We should head up to Spivey's Corner next year.
You know, I can
I thought you had to be loud when you're hollering.
Yeah.
That wasn't usually.
No.
But I'm seeing that line flash.
I know.
This is going to be a real treat.
Quite sure this is him now who needs no introduction. Laughing Lenny Wilcox. Hi, Lenny.
Hey, Laughing Lenny in the house. Who is this, Stain?
No, that's Stan.
you
got me there, Lenny. You got me there.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, the comedy world hasn't heard too much from you lately. Of course, we remember all your great stuff that you did in the 60s and early 70s. But what are you doing these days?
I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
yeah, yeah.
That's what they tell the tourists.
How long has it been since you've gone out and worked Vegas?
Oh, I'm working. I've been working for the past 6 months at Harrah's. Tried, took a little time off. Did some of the smaller clubs and enjoying getting back to back into the swing of things. So
you know,
my wife's been very ill.
Yeah, oh, really? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. But you know what I always say?
What?
Don't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die.
You know, I haven't laughed this hard since you were in that Mel Brooks movie, Steel Nerve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did that ever get released?
Yeah, well, sure, it's a classic.
I'm kidding you.
What about you and Mel? You guys still working together, see each other a lot?
No, unfortunately not.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, you know, as I like to say, as far as me and Mel, at the Feast of Ego, everyone leaves hungry.
you know, Laughing Lenny, I got to ask you, you must have a joke for everything. I mean, you can take any situation and make it funny.
Well, you know, I've been doing comedy a long time.
Long time?
Long time. You remember back in the whole the big peace craze? You remember all the hippies?
Yeah.
Well, one of the staples back then used to be, the older people in the audience, the young people, everybody would just say, hey, I agree with you. Make love, not war. Hell, do both. Get married.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, Lenny, you still got the touch, man. You still got the touch. Tell me about the act. What are you doing out there in Vegas?
I'm doing the same old thing. Same old dead thing.
There's nothing new.
You know what my wife always tells me?
What's that?
The best way to a man's heart is to saw his breastplate open.
How does a comic like you, though, Lenny, move on with the times? I mean, comedy was different in the 60s and changed, as you just made reference to, the hippies of the late 60s and 70s. And how do you make comedy happen the same way now?
Well, I remember in the 60s, it was quite an adjustment from somebody who worked at Catskills, and then all of a sudden you're at Berkeley, and the whole hippie thing is happening.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to adapt your material.
Really? How so?
For instance, I go out and it's a young crowd, hippie crowd. I got to make them laugh.
Sure.
My job.
Yeah.
So I come out and I loosen them up. I say, looking around here, you kids don't think I can smell that up here. I can smell that. I know what you're doing. And by the way, remember, it's not how high are you, it's hi, how are you.
The magic, the true magic of Lenny Wilcox.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Some of them that are just timeless.
What, you talking about jokes?
Yeah.
Give me lay a few on me.
Yeah, talking to my wife, she wasn't feeling too good about herself, thinking that, you know, maybe she needed to get some, facial surgery or something like plastic surgery. Is that what they call it, newfangled thing? I say, hey, baby, beauty's only a light switch away. Oh, yeah, another one of them hippie jokes.
Yeah, sure, lay one on me. Is that all you got, our hippie
if
jokes?
If life is a waste of time and time is a waste of life, then let's all get wasted together and have the time of our lives, huh? Make mine a double.
True magic, Lenny, true magic. Where do you go from after you leave Vegas? You got any plans for the upcoming future?
Well, I'm looking at something for the Warner Brothers Network.
Oh, really?
I can't really talk too much about it. It's a possible show in the works entitled Lenny! Exclamation point.
Oh, so you're going to have your own series.
Well, we'll see. You know, and remember, Stan, as my father told me many, many years ago, no matter how good she looks, some other guy is sick and tired of putting up with her crap. Remember that, okay? Words to live by.
I'll remember that.
Another thing, hey.
What?
Saw up on up on the wall.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, "God is dead," attributed to Nitschke. Then guess what's right below it?
What?
Nitschke is dead. Signed, God. I remember some low political joke. If voting could really change things, it would be illegal.
Laughing Lenny, you didn't get that name for nothing. Hey, Lenny, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah, baby. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I can't talk about it now because I got to take care of something.
But well, then why bring it up and tease the audience like
that? We'll get to it. I did see Squirrel Ball Dave.
What'd you call him?
Squirrel Ball. Very squirrely.
You suggesting he's got squirrel balls?
He's squirrely. You ask any other women in the office if they are on the same menstrual cycle? Did you ask that? Why is he looking at me like he can't hear me?
Did he go to Nashville?
No, I hear you, bro. I hear you now.
It wasn't
all the way in.
I got to. That's what she said.
Nah, very funny. Stan, the comedic.
Laughing, Lenny.
Got a million of them.
That guy's good, man.
Yeah. Ask anybody about their menstrual cycles?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
No, man, I'm good.
I learned a lot. I have to deal with you in a second. Just stand by. I got serious talk here.
About squirrel balls,
no,
Dave?
No, about you.
About me?
Well, I
don't bother nobody.
But I'm going to call some people out.
Why would you call me out?
Don't worry about anything. Yes, well, you did.
No, I don't.
And I knew. But I'm going to. We're too professional for the games that are being played behind the scenes. Okay?
I'm not playing any games.
Just not you. It's about you. But it's not you. Just hear me out. Because
I go so far out of my way to not be involved, it just really bothers me.
Just hear me out. Because I'm going to stop.
Junior knows. I make an effort not to be involved.
I'm going
to
stop it today.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You insisted yesterday to once again bring up about the guy knocking out the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then you followed that up with the kids stealing the car and killing the guy.
Yeah, killed a 24-year-old man in cold blood.
All right. Now, I was expecting... See, I'm not playing this game. Haney and I are much too smart for this. I was expecting...
Hey, speak for yourself.
Yeah. You got a million of them. So I was expecting the usual cast of characters for the email section today. And
are these the kind of people that write in and have parentheses D after their name?
No. Very well could be. But I found it very interesting. And I said, I am not even putting these because I've always had the rule. If you've got a legitimate comment to make about the show, I'll read your email.
You read, I'd say a good percentage of the emails that you read are anything but complimentary towards us.
All right. I mean, if it's a legitimate thing and you got legitimate facts, I'll read your email. Well, I had to separate some today because we got an email. This was the one that really started it all when you brought up the thing about the guy hitting the 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Tara.
Oh, jeez.
And she was the one that wrote you the last time.
Oh, this is that lady.
That's that lady. Yeah. Let me explain. You gotta follow me on this. So she was listening, evidently, again yesterday when you brought it up. So when I got into work today and checked our emails, sure enough, there she was. And I went and I read the email to myself. And I said, okay, she's bringing up some of the same things she brought up the last time, and she wants to go and take pot shots at you and adds a few other things into the email. But when you read emails every day from thousands of different people, you begin to follow sentence structure, the way things are phrased, the way that they are compiled in an email or a letter.
Yeah, you don't have to be an FBI profiler.
So her email sitting there, about 10 minutes goes by, 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Another email comes, this one from somebody named David. And it's about what you spoke about yesterday. So I start reading David's email in the office, and I'm saying, wait. It has some of the same sentence structure, same topic, same flow of used to listen, like to listen, but, and then hits on the same things. Well, 10, 15 minutes goes by, and the email goes off again, and we get an email from Shane. And I say, okay, let me read. Wait a second. Same sentence structure, you know, a little bit.
Because you're going through reading these one after another, and you're like, this is the same thing.
And I'm like, okay, I'm catching on now. Now, it might not be the same person, but it's somebody in the office, and here's what we got to get Haney on. Here's what we're going to go and make sure that we say. We've been doing this too long. And then about 10, 15 minutes goes by later, and Greg comes with
his. 1G or 2?
1G. And his email comes, and there it is again, same sentence structure, same topics that you're going to hit. And I said, okay, these are being completely removed. I know what you're up to, and your little office party, and Tara, who's heading up the tribe, we've done it too long. Now, what I am going to do for your enjoyment, your personal enjoyment, because trust me, I got a lot of other emails I'm reading later on today. I'll just let you have these and enjoy them for your personal consumption. But they're all in the same style, same topic, same sentence structure, same things that not only are they talking about your views on hitting the girl, but it's also the same things. They brought up a bit on Friday, all of them, about Robert Margoline and the blackface, that what was in there. Then there's also things about race. And it's all structured the same way. So it was topic points that Tara and her office crew wanted to make sure, and their friends, make sure that they go all get the same info in there. In the hopes
this
that
this is fun, though
it is.
I obviously won't read the emails, but the subject lines
and the structure—it's written by the same people, group of people, or the same person using a different email. It's the same person.
Here's a couple of emails from the cabal. Now, the first one. From the one that I've been dealing with for a couple of weeks.
Tara.
That just says ahoy.
Yeah.
The and next one, subject line, really, Haney. Next one, subject line, what a jerk.
Yeah.
And subject line, Haney is weird.
Yeah. Good job coordinating that.
Now, if anybody is paying attention, I tied that in with the guy at the mall, but this 24-year-old guy was at his own house, out in front of his own house.
Yeah, but you know Caucasians do that too, Haney. Oh, that's in a couple of them.
I'm talking about the fact they were kids.
Yeah, but Caucasians do that too. I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying that somehow there's something going wrong with kids.
Yeah. But they point that out. That's a similar sentence structure in all of them.
And perhaps the fact that this guy was out there and he looks around and he's got a bunch of kids telling him, give me your wallet and your keys.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not taking the situation seriously because, hey, these are kids.
Kids. Yep.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
In cold blood.
Right.
But, for his truck.
Right.
And his wallet.
Okay. Yeah. Leave it at that. Leave it, but that's for your personal reading. I have a couple other things I got to sweep up and clean here before we take the break.
It's funny. State of Tennessee doesn't look at them as innocent kids. Even the 12-year-old's being charged as an adult.
Yep. Now, Junior, you first.
Is that cruel?
It could be. According to this cabal.
Okay.
Junior, Morgan, our office assistant, came up to me. she said, better I tell you than she tell you. Because
what, does he need to Google something?
Because of the tension between that when people win Everblades tickets, you got to bring them up front. The actual tickets that were given to you. You got to bring them up front.
Because she's not going to do it.
That's not when you have a winner, you bring the tickets up front. Do you know anything about that? Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay. That's
well,
what
maybe you can Google it.
Yeah, I was told to do that. I see Dave the Waterman is here today. That's great.
Hey, Dave, bro.
Bro, hi.
What's up, boys?
Yeah.
Did you really say that to Stan's fiance?
Yeah, that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It came out wrong, and that's not really what I was implying at the time. But the way my mind, you know, sometimes I just blurt stuff. You know that, man.
You didn't blurt it out.
It just kind of comes out, man.
You went and set it all up. Look, I have a question for you.
You know what? You watch your tone. You're talking to a young boy.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Like a kid, like a teen that wonders.
Hey, I went out, man, and damn near got killed by some guy.
It's not about the
attention. That's right. You were beaten up by teenagers.
Yeah, I've been attacked.
Not about attention to you right now.
I'm not. I'm dissenting attention. Okay, but anyways.
You just asked, did you say something that embarrassing and that juvenile?
Why would you do that?
Because it was she said, hey, you know what? That's really not offensive. That's actually a good question. I said, because
why is that on your mind?
Because I'm sitting there because we were talking about work, and I'm thinking, so you've worked with a bunch of people, and they're all in cubicles.
Good
and
Lord.
See what I'm talking about?
But it just comes out, man.
It just comes out inappropriate.
I know. I apologize,
and
man.
And you should already know the answer to that.
I know, dude. Yeah, I know,
of course,
man.
They do.
I know.
Now,
but
I have a question for
you. I apologize about that.
I have a question for you. Will you snap out of it?
I'm here.
I don't know about that. And I'm not doing this to ride you or get you all riled up.
Yeah.
I don't want to get you riled up.
I'm cool.
Because I saw the assistant engineer today.
Yeah.
Whitey?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Sure, bud.
Do you, and I'm not doing this to be antagonistic.
Yeah.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, in a way, yeah.
Other than running errands for him.
Oh, now, come on.
Now, legitimate. All right, you're not employed right now.
Yeah.
Now, I see when you worked for the air conditioning people, you were a scrapper, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you've gone when you've been out of work before and gone from place to place looking to scrap and make a few bucks, right?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
I got my answer.
That was a new one. Bapa yeah, yeah.
So I see Whitey, our assistant engineer, 2 days in a row now. He's been dismantling something. Something big, some kind of transmitter thing or something.
Like a casing?
It's just parts, fans, all it. And he's bringing them out on a dolly, and he's tossing it. And I said to him today, when a second day in a row I saw him doing this, I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm dismantling this. It's much too big to take out. He said, I have to take it out piece by piece, and I'm getting rid of it. I said, what are you doing that for? He goes, well, I was under the impression because Dave needed money that he was going to scrap this for us. There is tons of copper and wiring.
That's like gold, man.
That he could
go. I had
no
clue.
Wrong again.
No, nobody said anything to me.
Wrong again.
No, that's BS, man.
I want you to shut up for a second until I finish the story, and then you can go and walk with your tail between your legs.
Oh, come on.
So I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, we already gave him the okay that he can scrap this. He said, there are copper cables and wiring that is just a ton of this copper. And he said...
And he wouldn't even have to steal it.
Yeah, And he said Dave was asked a month ago if he could go and scrap this, and he was welcome to the copper and other metals to get some money. And he goes, evidently, Dave couldn't be bothered with doing
this.
So I'm doing it myself, and we're just getting rid of it.
He was going to be in yesterday, right?
Yep, and he said he was going to be in on Monday, but couldn't be bothered. And all that stuff
What? Look, man, don't even pop that down.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We got the grab bag coming up. Dave, you want to come in into the studio here for a second? Bring your headphones. You'll be taking them with you here momentarily. You want to just come into the studio? Yeah. Close your mouth, too. Walking around with your mouth agape isn't a pleasant thing to see.
Dave was just bringing me up to date on some crazy stuff, man. Did you hear about the choppers on Wilshire, man?
Yeah. I got bigger fish to fry than you've seen choppers.
I was just telling Haney about the story. It's a pretty interesting story, don't you think?
They were carrying bags out of the Guatemalan embassy.
Yeah, Guatemalan community center there.
I got something too.
Okay, yeah, sure. What have I done now?
What?
I mean, I can't do nothing right, man.
Me too, man. We're starting the day off reading hate mail.
Bro, I get it all the time.
Doesn't get better.
Good, bad.
Doesn't get better.
What have I done, bro?
And just to let you know.
What do you have in your hand?
Just to let you know, I came back inside because Matt Mangus has the videotape.
Of what?
And this came. Would you... And I'd like you to explain yourself. Would you please read that?
Yeah, sure.
On the air. Go ahead, read that.
And describe it.
What is that,
a press release?
City of Cape Coral letterhead.
Official Wilkie representative is broadcasting this past Saturday's bike night event.
Read it so people can understand.
Okay, dear Mr. Mangus, it has come to my attention... Okay, it has come to my...
Jeez.
It has,
How's your comprehension?
Okay.
Give it a minute.
Dude, there's something wrong there.
There's nothing wrong.
What did I do wrong?
This comes from, and I'm not going to say the attorney's name.
Oh, no.
What's the deal, Dave?
City of Cape Coral.
I don't know.
You didn't read it?
Matt Mangus, Beasley Broadcasting.
I started glancing. I'm just...
Dear Mr. Mangus, it has come to this office's attention that you were the official representative for Beasley Broadcasting this past Saturday night at the Bike Night event sponsored by the city. There was an incident that evening that involved one of your employees that I wanted to bring to your attention. We have reviewed the videotape. I have too. And according to a witness present, while your employees were on stage, they were throwing T-shirts into the crowd. Unfortunately, one of those T-shirts struck a 4-year-old child, causing an eye injury, a significant eye injury. I saw the tape. It wasn't Junior.
I didn't see.
The parents of the child have told us that they are looking into filing against the city. It is also important that I meet with you at the office at City Hall to get testimony from you. At a later date, we will also need to meet with the employees who were on the stage at the time of the incident. Please call my office at your earliest convenience to set up this appointment, signed the attorney. And they sent him the videotape. There were only two people throwing.
Can I see the tape?
I saw it.
Okay. Well,
there were only two people.
Do you think I did this on purpose? Come on, man.
There were only two people throwing shirts.
Who were the two people? Junior.
And they got him on camera well, and people catching him, and they got you on camera.
Yeah.
You know what you did? You threw a T-shirt at a 4-year-old, hit him in the eye.
I didn't. There's adults out there with their arms in the air. That's all I'm seeing.
Yeah, because he's got the lights on him and all that.
They're waving for the T-shirts, man.
What is going on, bro?
I mean, were you whipping him extra hard or anything?
No, not that I know of.
They were tied in big knots, Dave, so that
I I didn't even tie the shirts, dude. Holy smokes.
But you were pegging him, weren't you?
No, are you kidding me, man?
I mean, he's good at it. I've seen him do it before, and you generally throw him
farther. Well, people are waving for him. You got to get him out there a little bit. I didn't.
So you got to have some velocity on the shirt.
This isn't cool, man.
No, it's not. Grab your headphones. I think you need to talk to Matt Mangus. Grab your headphones. I want you out of the studio. You're a hindrance. Here you go.
How many shirts did you throw?
I didn't have maybe five, man.
Get out of here.
Did you really whip him or anything?
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
did you
throw him hard? I know you got to get him out there.
I'm getting him out there. All I see is adult hands up in there. Hey.
You wouldn't throw it at a 4-year-old.
No, I'm not throwing it at a 4-year-old. That's absurd.
Did you see a 4-year-old?
What?
Did you even see a 4-year-old?
No, there were kids there. And I saw.
Were there kids there, Dave?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Maybe Matt can straighten it out.
Yeah, go see Matt.
This is not
idiot. Grab bag brought to you by the.
You are evil.
It's all a complete joke.
Yeah,
it's a complete put on. It's a put on.
Yeah, just to, Mangus yep. got the Cape Coral letterhead.
Yep, and he typed it up and sent it. It's all a joke, but Dave doesn't know it. No. Grab bag brought to you by Peter Mugnorth.
Yeah, nothing to it.
No, it's all fake.
Gag.
Yeah.
Put on.
Yeah. But maybe if it helps them wake up.
It's an eminence front.
Yeah, it's a put on. I'll tell you what's not a put on. Our favorite girl doesn't have a Valentine's Day date.
A what?
A Valentine's Day.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
How can I not have a date this year for Valentine's Day? What kind of dating drought am I going through that not one of the guys I'm stringing along for free food and drinks haven't yet reached out to take me out for the overly hyped, overly priced Valentine's Day? I've checked all my social media and nothing. Well, it looks like I better start posting some sexy pics, or as I call them, provocative ads, to get dates. I might as well face it, having a Valentine's date has many advantages, like having a story to brag about the next day at work. Oh, except the time that guy gave me one of those Jane Seymour necklaces he saw on TV. Oh, or the guy who gave me the 5-gallon tin filled with different popcorns because I mentioned once that I liked popcorn. Or the guy... Okay, I should stop. Maybe I'm better off without a date.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You know, it just seems that everybody within our listening audience realize what that is.
Yeah.
And let me just a couple.
Everybody
of,
but him.
Yeah, everybody you know. But him.
Yeah.
Ahoy, Dave can't be that gullible. Bless his heart. My God, that's funny. LMAO. Stan stirring the pot. With the exception of Dave, that concert was absolutely awesome. Loved that band. Now, here's one to his defense. What kind of moron would take a 4-year-old to bike night? Well, they did. Now, is this an appointment or another disappointment? Oh, and then someone says, I need to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you handed me a stack of hate mail when I came
yep.
in, and I just read them all, and one of them suggests how much I suck, but they love Dave.
Yeah. That's, that guys, that's a cruel joke to Dave, signed Tara and Shane.
and the gang.
Yeah. There is a product on Kickstarter right now. That should solve everybody's problems in the bedroom. It is called LoveSync. That lets you know when your partner wants to get it on. And you want to get it on. So maybe
No, that's generally not an issue.
I know. Well, sometimes you might go to bed. And one's in the mood and the other one's not in the mood. And then you don't want to have to, you know, feel bad about it. Or you might both be in the mood, but... don't want to go and feel
yeah,
like
yeah, you get all messy.
Yeah. Now there's a contraption that allows you to have a meeting of the minds without the embarrassment.
LoveSync is a device that lets you know when both of you are in the mood for some hippity-dippity.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides, and when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button. There's no risk of rejection. If only one of you pushes the button, nothing happens, and your partner's none the wiser. But if your partner's also ready for a pants-off dance-off, they'll press their button. The LoveSync technology combines these anonymous inputs and recognizes that there is consensus. It lets you both know by emitting a swirling glow from the buttons.
Ooh.
Pressing the button multiple times sets a longer time period that you'd be down for bopping squiddles.
Rumpus humpus.
Hack in the sack.
Two-person push-ups?
It's amazing for those times where you wouldn't mind being surprised in the middle of the night.
Which I avoided in the past, fear of waking the beast.
LoveSync is perfect for partners because it alleviates sexual frustration.
Now you'll always know when you and your significant other are ready for sexy time.
All right, Kickstarter.
I thought it was an actual sink.
Now, please keep pulling pranks on Dave the Waterman. Anything that gets him out of the studio is a good thing. So tired of listening to that buffoon. Still don't know why you let him on the air or why Haney defends him.
And he's taken our producer with him.
Yeah, he has. He once again. Houston, Dateline Houston. Guy went to smoke some weed at an abandoned house last week. Found out it was a pot den, and guarding the pot was a 1,000-pound tiger. For real.
I'm getting high with a tiger on the East Texas coast. Big wild cats really don't belong here. But I feel like those dudes in that hangover flick. He's watching me now as I get high with a tiger. Here you go, buddy. Hey, easy, buddy.
You know, they show a lot of this in movies. And according to the latest study, 46% of us have flirted with somebody in the grocery store. We see it happen all the time on film.
You know, it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section.
Why is that?
Because you could melt all this stuff.
You really want to pick from the bottom of the pile. They put the old stock on top.
You followed me?
Yeah, I followed you. Shop one day at a time, do you?
Oh, there's no point shopping for the entire week.
No? Why not?
I never know what I'll be hungry for from one day to the next.
Mine's bigger than that.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my cucumber. It's bigger.
Vegetables can be really sensuous, don't you think?
No, vegetables are sensual. People are sensuous.
Right.
Know what that one was from there? Animal House?
Animal House.
You know what? You've heard of the scams where the grandparents are at home, and then the call comes in, "Hi, I'm your grandson. I need $1,000. I'm in jail." That scam.
Yeah, Grandpa, can you get me out of jail? Yeah. I don't want Ma to know.
Good guy cab driver stopped the scam. 87-year-old woman in Massachusetts recently fell for that scam. Claiming to be her grandson, big trouble. She took a cab to go to the Walmart to meet up with him. It was the cab driver that said, "Lady,
you're stupid."
I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but that is not your grandson, okay? It's, you know, someone posing." I said, "I'll call the Quincy police." And I said, "I believe you're being scammed, and we're going to try to save you some money." And then the police officers, you know, confirmed that to her that she was being scammed. I think it's one of the scummiest crimes you can do. It just goes to show you what scumbags they are. They're too lazy to get out and go steal like a real criminal. You know, they're going to, you know, scam people on the phone.
I like that guy. I like him a lot.
I'd like him in my corner.
You read about this stuff happening. Guy in Colorado hit his head diving into a pool when he was about 12 years ago. Suffered a unique trauma to his brain. This guy had zero musical talent. Dives into a pool, hits his head, brain trauma. Now he can just play the piano. He sees it.
I miscalculated diving towards the shallow end, and I struck the bottom of the shallow end on this side of my head and damaged the back end. I just follow what the blocks tell me to do, and I don't think I catch them all, but, you know, I do my best to take as many of those notes as I can and put them into playing. Reading music seems very confusing for me. I've tried to learn a couple different times.
Now he can play. Hit to the head.
Well, it's funny. I used to be really good at music, and then I dove into a pool, and it all disappeared.
Yeah, that can happen that way, too. This is a shame.
So maybe if me and that guy meet up, and we both dive into the pool at the same time, I'll get mine back.
Could happen, but then you take it away from him.
And he doesn't know what to do with it.
Nope. After Cardi B got her Grammy win for Best Rap Album at the Grammys.
What was the name of the album?
I don't know.
What was the name of the hit song?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Somebody sent her a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, that's
congratulating
nice.
her.
That's very nice.
And
they still do that?
Yeah. And the card on the bouquet of flowers, because it was so appropriate, had a quote from a Tom Petty song.
I wouldn't think she'd know that.
It was a song called Walls Circus. And she thought it was from Tom Petty himself, not knowing that he's been dead.
Does she know who Tom Petty is?
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
It wasn't signed Tom Petty. It was
credited to Tom Petty.
A song quote that was appropriate for her. I'm going to play you a clean version of this. It's our final thing here.
And she's an entertainer?
Yeah.
That was a very screechy voice. I hope her singing voice is better.
I don't know. Some people, I guess, on social media didn't think Cardi B deserved Best Rap Album. And so she decided to go on Instagram and shame them all.
I think Wu-Tang should have got it.
Now, according to my people, our people, they had to clean this up. There were at least, in this clip, 20, and this only lasts 30 seconds. There were at least 20 profanities that had to be removed from this clip.
I mean, that's almost work. To have that much profanity.
To put that much. So in 30 seconds, 20 profanities had to be taken out of what you're going to hear as a clean clip.
It's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. That's not my style, and that's not what I'm with, and I don't support that. However, I worked hard for my album. I remember last year when I didn't want for Bodak Yellow, everybody was like, Cardi got snubbed. Now this year's a problem. My album went 2-time platinum, and every chart that there was, my album was always top 10. Number one album as well. Pregnant. Some songs couldn't even get on the album because my nose was so stuffy from my pregnancy. While everybody was harassing me like, you're not going to do it. We know you're pregnant. Your career is over.
Wow.
That is unpleasant.
Yeah.
People find that entertaining?
Yeah, I guess so. And 20 profanities had to be taken out of that. And people complain that Bob Dylan didn't say much on stage.
Well, you know what they say about her. She's Tupac in a dress.
We're going to take a break. Your phone call's coming up next. We'll get an update on Dave and the ruse. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, telephone number into the studio if you'd like to talk to us. Maybe you'd like to say something about Dave. 277-9600. We'll be taking your calls in just a second. Maybe you can even pick yourself up a prize. Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be not in studio today. In about 20 minutes, he'll be calling in. So I'm asking everybody, if you've got a question for Mike Chiannopoulos, text us your question and I will get it to Mike. I know a lot of times we have you call in, but he's not going to be here. He's going to be on the phone. Much easier if you text us a question for Mike. And that's the Absolute Law text line. Same number. Just text it on your cell phone. 239.
Because it's one or the other.
Yep. 239-277-9600. Text your question for Mike and we'll have him for him next break.
Did you really have that live?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to play the audio of it, but it's full of cusses.
Because Dave
couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Dave was called into Mr. Mangus's office where he kept the ruse going that Dave blinded a four-year-old by throwing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, see, the thing with Dave, most people would stop and think, wait a second, you know, they're accusing me. I was there. I know this didn't happen. I know I didn't do anything wrong. In Dave's world,
he goes to a default.
He is so used to being blamed for and taken down for things he really didn't do.
He did a lot of them.
That he just assumes he's going down for this.
He knows he's done so many in his life.
Is that right, Dave?
He knows it's got to be true.
Oh, did you lose your headphones or did you pack them away because it's your last day?
He packed them away because he's outside talking about this is going to be his last day, brah.
I can't hear him.
And I was kind of like clapping.
You were clapping?
Yeah, I was. Last day. He's a scatterbrain.
No,
bro.
Tell us what you went
through. Headsets in the car because I was told to pack up and get out.
Who told you to pack up and get out?
You sat there and said, grab your headset and go.
I said, leave the room.
Take your headset and go.
Yep.
What did you just go through, Dave?
Bro.
Bro.
No, seriously. I'm not joking, you guys. I was outside having a heart attack, panic attack, going, this is not real.
Because I could have sworn I did hit a kid in the
face. No, I'm sitting there going, this is not happening. I'm trying to replay in my head going, man, I know I didn't. But you know what? Like you said, I'm used to going down for things I haven't even done,
bro. You did a lot of them.
No, Stan. There's a lot of things that I've and me
he
and
gets
Haney,
blamed for.
We're talking about it.
And most of the time when you get blamed, you did it.
Stan,
I'll take the fall.
Are you not... Will you not admit that Dave is the prototypical scapegoat?
And how does that reputation get started?
I've had some problems in the past,
Dan. You're damn right you did.
But you know what? I've overcame those problems, man. But to throw a letter
hold it.
Because I've had letters delivered before.
Shh, it's okay. That's why we're...
Dude,
those aren't letters. Those are subpoenas.
Well, yeah, you know.
So
warrants.
You get blamed. So you're changed.
Yes, man. I've been good.
Saturday night. It's just yes or no.
Yeah.
Just yes or no.
Yeah.
Did you change Saturday night after I bought you your first beer?
Did you change
Saturday night after my girlfriend bought you your second beer?
I would say no. I'd say that's pretty normal.
Saturday night after I bought you your third beer?
After that,
did
I
you
went,
change
you
Saturday
didn't buy me
night
a fourth beer.
After you went to a bar?
Is that true? You wouldn't buy him a fourth beer.
No, I wouldn't. A fourth
no,
beer.
No, I said he didn't buy me one.
Yeah, sure didn't. Yeah.
No, I went with Junior.
When you went, because you tried to hit Junior up for a free beer too, but he was honest with you and said, "I don't have enough money." Then you
I said,
told
that's cool.
Then you told him, "I'll be
I
right
hung
back."
Out. I hung out for
and
a
then
little
you disappeared.
I went.
I'll be right
you know
back,
what?
Junior.
So what happened when you left Junior?
I went down the street, and then I ended up.
Where were you going to go?
I was going to go to another place down the road.
To drink.
And then, very funny.
No, where were you headed initially?
Yeah, initially I was going down the street.
To a place that would give you a free beer.
Well, yeah, a place I know.
See, and, so we're already up to 4 or 5.
And then, you know what, I made the decision to get on my bike and
go
home.
You were on your way to find some place that would give you a free
beer.
And
I said, you know what, man, I need to go home.
And so.
Because there's going to be a lot of traffic.
We don't know that.
And so at that point, you went to the bushes, got your bike, and went home.
Yeah, I went home.
So at what point in that were you changed?
It takes at least 6 tall boys to get going.
You know what? That's true. Yeah. Because on a normal day, he gets the 4 tall boys. How much is that? $3.18?
Yeah, it's only $3.18.
That's what? Natty Ice?
Yeah, dude. 5'9", son.
Since he couldn't, text line, since he couldn't grift off of Junior anymore.
Oh, God.
He moved on to his next victim.
Yeah, right.
That's what you were doing.
Yeah, very true. Right, very funny.
Well, you know what? It's no fun to go out with no money.
It's no fun just to go out and, you know, I guess sometimes, but I do appreciate you doing that. Okay? I really had a good time hanging out with you.
I appreciate it, what you said to my girlfriend in public.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You got me back good today, so you should be pretty proud of yourself there, big guy.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
You enjoyed it.
I sure did. I did. I enjoyed that a lot. Okay, that's right. Get out of my sight. Get.
Move it.
Get out of my sight. 277-9600.
You got to start that with him.
What, the whole Sergeant Carter?
Yep.
Move it. I got to, before we take phone calls, 277-9600. If you want to talk to Mike next break, please text your question. He'll be on the phone today. So get that taken care of. But before we do that.
You mind if I jam while you're doing that?
Oh, please do it. I want you to hear this. 277-9600. My girlfriend has always had a part-time job. She works at a big office building. But to get extra cash, she has a part-time job. So she's applying for a new part-time job.
Yeah, she works a million jobs.
Yeah, I know. And she got hired at a place for a part-time job. And she said last night, she said, I have to go to the computer. They have the application because she has to go through all the formalities of filling out the paperwork and all that so she can start. And I said, well, you mind if I take a look at that application? And standard application. So she's going, I don't understand this. Now, I'm going to preface it by saying this is a major business. And this was the application that she had to fill out with all the information. And there was one question in the application that just, I said, I haven't filled out a job application in a long time. They're actually asking this, and they don't have another needed category. So she goes, she's filling out her name, social security number, address, answering a few things. Then the question comes up. This is in the application. Sexual orientation or gender identity. In the application. And you're supposed to click one. You're supposed to click.
That's two things.
It's in one question. The question where you click the appropriate box. Sexual orientation and gender identity.
Here, are they allowed to ask you that?
I don't know.
I thought it was illegal to discriminate against gays.
Well, they're not. Because here's the boxes that you have to check one. Check one.
And this is mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Isn't just saying, are you male or female? It's asking more than that.
They called her up. You start this week. We have emailed over to you the paperwork for your job. Please fill it out so that we can have it on file. So she goes online, brings it up.
So what are your choices?
Where do you get a load of this?
All right, let's...
This is a modern day...
Let's make sure we got the question phrased right and see what our options are.
Okay. Sexual orientation and gender identity. This is a major retailer. Standard question in the paperwork. Sexual orientation and gender identity. One, prefer not to answer. 2, bisexual. 3, gay. 4, lesbian. 5, non-binary. 6, queer. 7, transgender. 8, other. And she looks at, and she looks, and she pulled away from the computer. She goes, how about heterosexual female? Is that one I can click?
Is that an option?
Not an option.
Really?
Not. I got the exact. I got the actual page from the application.
So
I have. I'm looking at it
so
right now.
If you're heterosexual, you have to check other.
Other. Or prefer not to answer. This is. Now, if
other.
If I told you the name of this place, you'd say, oh, yeah, I know that place.
That's insane.
Question, sexual orientation and gender identity. Check one. Prefer not to answer. Bisexual, gay, lesbian, non-binary, queer, transgender, other. What are you?
So all
I'm a heterosexual female, she said, and I can't check a box.
So all of those...
That,
I don't know what
to
say.
That's on a 2019 job information application.
You know, people are always all over me for supporting Trump. But if Hillary won, the way things are going, I don't know where we'd be.
Now, she put me down. She wanted to put me down because we're engaged. We're going.
You know what? This stuff doesn't faze him.
No. Do you see anything wrong with that? Do you anything?
Of course I do.
Now.
But are you just used to it?
It's a new age, I guess.
Oh, she didn't know what to put down for the next question either because we live together. We're engaged. We're going to be married in September.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a heterosexual couple.
And she didn't, she didn't know what she was supposed to click on this one. Emergency contact, and we need to know that person's relationship to you. So we're engaged to be married this year. Who should we contact? Your brother, your daughter, your domestic partner, your father, your friend, your mother, your neighbor, other relative, roommate, son, sister, spouse, ex-spouse. Well, which one do I put for you, Stan? Are you my domestic partner?
No, you're her finance.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you really? This is, so she's looking at it going, are you kidding me? What am I looking at? Oh, here, you can look at it yourself.
This is.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, how we doing, fellas?
Good, buddy. Who's this?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Got a new producer. Got a new special lady for Stan. We got a new venue. Same Dave.
Same Dave. Same Dave. Yep.
This is insane.
Yeah, isn't it? And this is...
And you swear this is real.
I swear it's real. I saw it with my own eyes. I had her print it out.
So, just to be clear, under sexual orientation and gender identity, the 8th option is other, and that's what you would have to put if you're normal.
If you're normal. If you are heterosexual, male or female, you'd have to put other.
Now, they ask all these very specific things, which I'm not even sure that I know what they all are. Sexual orientation and gender identity. Number one, prefer not to answer because we don't want to offend you.
Right.
We're not judging.
Right.
Your number two option, bisexual. Number three, gay. 4, lesbian. 5, non-binary. 6, queer. 7, transgender. 8, other. So all of these things are listed, and your basic heterosexuality is not.
No, you can't tell me that you're that.
I think that would be then number one, prefer not to answer because you don't want to be embarrassed.
That's what she clicked. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming up next.
Because, I mean, at that point, if you click other when they've been that specific, you must really be into some bad stuff.
Yep. If you want to talk to Mike, please text your question. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, child support.
And even under...
alimony,
even
DUI.
Under the emergency contact slash your relationship to your emergency contact, spouse is listed next to last.
Yeah. Yeah. I think life partner is higher than that. 239-277-9600. Please text your question to Mike.
Your neighbor or other relative
ranks higher.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Roommate ranks higher.
Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one, here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova,
a Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Got a text on the Absolute Law text line that kind of answers why we saw that question on my girlfriend's job application. And somebody that seems to know says,
it's insanity.
I have worked for the same limousine service for 38 years. We can hire whomever we want, but the final decision comes from the commercial limousine liability insurance company.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Over the years, they have modified their applications. What you are talking about is on the new applications. They are only concerned with their liability and the need to know that they are, and the need to know exactly who they are insuring. I don't get it. So if you're saying that you're, queer, they need to know who they're insuring.
And what is the difference between queer and gay?
I don't know. I don't,
because they're both on there.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
You should cross it out and write in something, just something made up, but they'll have to respect you. Something like, you know, gender effed.
Mike Chiannopoulos, are you not able to get a hold of him? He's been on my phone saying call me.
Well, maybe you should try him on the studio line instead of your cell phone.
Yeah, what is he, what are you doing calling this? He's getting mad. He's getting... You know, and I know, and you know this too, Haney, is that when you're on a task trying to get a job done, and you got two different people talking to you, and you got somebody on the phone talking to you.
And you're like, criticizing him,
And it's like, what's the F? Where is he? He's rattled.
I'm trying to call.
He's rattled.
So you're just not getting him?
Not yet.
Not yet. This is his segment.
I like your optimism, but...
Hold on, I just had him here.
He's calling your cell.
No, hold on.
He's calling him on his cell. How about we use the studio?
No, here, let me see. Did you text...
On the studio line.
Hold on. Did you text him?
No, I could do that right now if you want me to.
I'll text...
I think he knows he's supposed to be on.
Yeah, he knows this.
Otherwise, I'll have to answer the questions, and I'm not a lawyer.
I don't want you answering the questions. Junior is trying to call.
Wait, why are you spelling all that out?
What do you want me to say?
Call in now. We're live.
Okay, hold on. Let me do that. Let me erase this.
And, okay. And back arrow.
Call in now. But he's Junior's getting him on the phone.
Yeah. We are live.
Okay.
Hold we on. Are live.
Let me take that out.
Where the F hold are it. You?
We
use the F word.
Are live. Where the F you. What? We are live.
I think you spelled it properly.
Okay. There.
Yeah, that'll get his attention.
Says, yeah. Says delivered. There we go.
All taken care of.
Hold on. It's ringing. Is that it? Call him. Oh, call him. Let me make sure that you have the same number that I've got.
Is he calling the wrong number?
I don't know. Sorry about this, folks.
Okay, but, he's on a studio line now. That's right, good.
That's
at least
good.
He's,
yep.
Yeah, on yep. a line that could work.
Is he answering? No, he's not. Hold on. Let me see what number I got. And see if we got the same number. Hold on. Where is he in my...
Well, contacts.
Yeah, I'm in contacts. Hold on.
Yeah. Then scroll down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Under M.
Oh, it's in recent. Hold on.
Hold on.
Do I hear somebody? What's going on?
What number?
Well, give me that. Give me that. Let me make sure that's the same number I got. Hold on. I think it is. Hold on. Oh, okay. Thank you, Haney. Oh, here it is. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, that's the number I got. Hold on. I'll handle this. La-ta-ta, la-da-ta-ti.
Hey.
You know what? I got a hold of you very easily. Junior was trying to call you, and he said he couldn't get through to you.
I don't know why. I've been sitting here waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah, Junior's been over there like a monkey making love to a football.
Mike Chinopoulos is with us right now. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I never like to miss the show. I've had an emergency today. Otherwise, I would be there, but I'm glad to get to speak to the audience.
Yeah, and I swear to God, Mike, Junior claimed that he's been trying to call you nonstop for the last, 7 minutes.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
He must have.
I don't know who he was calling, but my phone wasn't ringing.
Okay. But it rang when I called you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to fix that.
Yeah. Let's, Mike, we've got a shorter amount of time, and we've got questions on the Absolute Law text line for you from our listeners, and hopefully you can answer them for us today.
All right.
All right, Mike. Text letter number one is, Mike, I received 40% disability from the military in a fall I had back in 1991. I had to have surgery on my shoulder from multiple separations that resulted in the award for degenerative joint and loss of range of motion. But for years, my neck has bothered me and numbness in my toes. Recently, I had an MRI to show that I had herniated discs in my neck. My claim was denied because they say it didn't happen while I was serving. But I've never had any trauma to my head, neck, or shoulder other than that fall that I took. Can you point me in the right direction? Do I have any grounds for an appeal? Signed, Troy.
Troy, yes, you do. Okay. Unfortunately, it depends on the person that you get at the VA who's reviewing your stuff and board. But, yeah, I've seen them deny a lot of claims that were no-brainers, and you just have to file the appeal. The good news is, well, the bad news is you don't get paid unless you win your appeal. The good news is when you win your appeal, then they pay you back from the date of your claim. So you might get $10,000 or $15,000 back pay all at once. So, yes, you need to file an appeal. You can go to the VA in Cape Coral, see the VSO, the Veterans Service Officer, and they'll help you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to our next text email. My question is for you, Mike. How do I go about getting grandparent visitation? Our grandchild is being kept away from us for the umpteenth time. We are tired of putting our grandchild through this. We are brokenhearted and tired of this happening due to a parent's anger issues. Shut that dog up. It's done as punishment to us, not even thinking about the child's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. Unfortunately, there are no grandparental rights in the state of Florida. So the legislature decided to make grandparental rights a couple of years ago, and then the Supreme Court struck it down as unconstitutional, saying you can't compel, if a party's couple's divorced, you can't compel one parent to let the children see his or her own parents. So they struck it down. The legislature tried again. The court struck it down again, and that's where we sit. So right now, there are no grandparental rights in the state of Florida. The parents get to choose who the children come and see and who they don't.
So let me ask you this, Mike, because that brings up the natural question. This letter said basically that they're doing it as a punishment to us, but it's hurting the child. You mean no rights in the state of Florida? Say the grandparents had a relationship for 4 or 5 years with that grandchild, and then suddenly that relationship legally can be cut off if the parents choose to do such.
Well, it was never a legal relationship to begin with, so it doesn't have to be legally cut off. I mean, think about it. Stan, I know that you raised a child.
Yeah.
When you were raising your child, if somebody wanted to see your child that you felt like wasn't good for your child, would you let them?
No, but then again, okay. if a grandparent was seeing them for a long time and they had a relationship together, that would be
It's not a matter of them being bad for the kid, just somebody acting out of spite.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's the parent's choice in the state of Florida. The parent gets to choose that. That's your child. You get to choose who that child interacts with and who it doesn't.
All right. Next letter to Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, in general, how long after a death should it take to clear up estate taxes and bills and et cetera, then go through the will? I'm asking because I'm not trusting the executor.
Well, first of all, there's no way to answer that question because it wholly depends on the estate itself. If you have somebody who doesn't really own anything, doesn't have a lot of debt, it's going to go very quickly. The more complex it is, obviously, the more time it's going to take. Most people do not owe estate taxes when they die because there's a unified credit for the federal government, and we have a different tax structure in Florida. So, you know, if there's taxes owed, it's likely a large estate, and it's going to take some time. With respect to the personal representative, you can, any party can, file something demanding an accounting, and they have to give you a full accounting if you're an heir or a potential heir. So that's what I would do. I would write the personal representative a letter saying I want a full and complete accounting to date, and let's see what he does. If he doesn't do that or she doesn't do that, then we have cause to file something in court.
Okay.
Mike, can I ask you a quick question? Because I've been taking a lot of heat over this. If you are attacked by a group of children.
Now, children, we're saying adolescents, maybe from the age of 10 to 13.
And I'm asking this because a man was murdered in Nashville by five kids.
Oh, you're talking about the teenagers. They were 12 to 16, I think.
Yeah. And then there was another situation with a man and his family, but I won't go into all that. But we all know you're not supposed to hit children. But when these children cross the line into criminal activity and are threatening you and threatening your family, do you have any recourse, or do you, even if they come and attack you, are you supposed to just stand there?
Because if you lay your hands on them, you're going to get arrested.
Because and that was the other case that I saw is where there was a massive group of these kids that were harassing this family, and they went, and as soon as they laid hands on this man, he laid him out.
Yep.
And he got arrested.
But he shouldn't have been arrested. He's within his right to do so, and that is self-defense. You always have the right to defend yourself, your person.
Even against a minor.
Absolutely. And that minor is acting outside the scope of what we would expect to be typical behavior from that kid. And when that 13-year-old acts like an adult and engages in an adult crime against your person, you have every right to defend yourself.
You would not believe the heat that I am getting over this for saying the guy did nothing wrong. They say, yeah, don't ever hit a child.
I agree that he did nothing wrong, and that's not a child, okay? That person is well advanced beyond their chronological stated age, and they're engaging in behavior that is clearly adult behavior,
right,
and is punishable. And so, you know what? That person needs to be treated like an adult. And when they engage in that crime, the state has the ability to certify them as an adult and charge them with an adult crime.
And also with the video, because we both saw the video and Haney made his comments about this. It was at a shopping center. There was mob mentality,
mm-hmm,
and vicious words and other comments at this family. And I think it was a 12-year-old went, mm-hmm, and put her hands on him. Now he's got his wife and he's got his kid.
His baby's in a stroller right by him.
And he turned around and knocked that 12-year-old flat, knocked out, and he got arrested.
Well, I think that's the wrong result, and I think he always has the right to defend himself and his family. And I would stand by that guy. And I don't know who he is. Is that here in Florida?
Yeah, I it wasn't in Florida. I want to, because I know the murder was in Tennessee. I want to say this was in Tennessee also, but I'm not sure. But that's something
I was going to tell that guy. I'd defend him for free because he did the right thing. He protected his family.
So you'd absolutely take that to trial then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's no way here in Florida, six people from the bus station are not likely to find that guy did anything wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
And his
family.
It's really been bothering me. Because people don't seem to get it. They're like, oh, no, you never put your hands on a child. Well, if a child is trying to kill you, they have crossed a line.
Yeah, well, clearly those people were not in Somalia in 1994 when they were 10-year-olds chewing heroin sticks and running around the streets with automatic rifles killing people.
And, yeah. I mean, I totally agree with the fact that if a child is behaving like a normal child, no, there's no way in hell anybody with any sense would want to lay a hand on him.
Right.
But when you're defending your family, it's you're not caring whether somebody's 12 or they're 70. If they're trying to harm you, that's different.
That's right. No, I agree completely, and I don't know who's been giving you grief.
Oh, everybody.
Well, the state of the law is very clear that you always have the right to defend yourself from physical harm. And that's what that man was facing.
Mike, we're got about 60 seconds left, and I hope you have been able to take care of your emergency. But it doesn't matter. You're here for us every Tuesday, and people can get a hold of you 24/7.
Oh, it's so easy, Stan. 239, ask Mike. Let me just make sure I tell you on the air that, Donnie, you must have been calling my cell number, although I don't know if you're calling the right one, because Stan got through.
But yeah, I called the same number he had written down.
Don't be confused by Donnie's inability to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me 24/7 at 239, ask Mike, 239-275-6453. Press 6 outside of normal hours, and it comes right to me.
He's Mike Giannopoulos from Absolute Law, 239, ask Mike. And as always, Mike, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
There you go. Mike Giannopoulos. By the way, a texter said that North Carolina was the 12-year-old that got...
Close.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I have the legal expert on my side.
Yeah, you have the law on your side. Hey. We're going to take
a
break.
Are you going to read these?
No, because they're from the same people. When we come back, you're going to get updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails other than those, and later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Stan's Name That Movie. This is a good one. Movie anniversaries. This year is the anniversaries of a lot of movies. We're going to go and play you a movie clip, 5 movie clips, one from 50 years ago this year, 40 years ago this year, 30 years ago this year, 20 and 10. And it's amazing how some movies stand up to time. These were all done in 1999, 1989, 1979.
Wait a second. Are you turning into the nine guy again?
Number nine. Yeah, remember him? I should have made a fortune on that. We'll be back.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to check traffic here for you. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. And then later on the 4 o'clock hour, Stan's Name That Movie. I've got Shine Down tickets. I've got Steven Singer Gold Roses. I've got Everblades tickets, Pewter Mug, Babacoo Saw. That's all coming up in about 25 minutes. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by, let me make sure, Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. West Cypress Avenue and Palm Beach Boulevard. Then in Lehigh Acres, crash. Leonard Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And on Sanibel, a little disturbance, West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, yoga has become extremely popular.
It sure has.
And all kinds of variations. Don't they have like a goat yoga?
Yeah, they got all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a new one called rage yoga. Little more up my alley.
Yeah, we got another guy contact us. Another rage room in town wants to invite us. I think we go to each of these rage rooms and have Dave go and break up stuff, and we can film it. Let's see how what did you call him the Saturday night? How real? How are you describing him?
Hardcore.
Hardcore. How hardcore
WFO, man.
Dave really is. We'll get in touch with these rage rooms and have Dave really,
right,
you know,
on.
Just show everybody what it's about.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll give you the contacts to both. First one that accepts for Friday wins.
You know what? You never know who's listening.
You don't know.
And obviously we know that's true being on the radio. But even when you're going about your day-to-day business, a woman could not afford a car. A random guy at the same dealership overhears this and gave her his trade-in.
Yep.
This is...
What?
Well, it's an unfortunate situation, and unfortunately, the public's going to have to know.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Want everybody to be very professional about it, but as it turns out, a Boston police officer is on leave after two ladies of the evening stole his service weapon. Okay, could happen to anybody. And finally, a man in Utah celebrates his 66th birthday by smashing into and mooning other drivers.
Hey.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you very much. It's so important each and every day that we find laughter.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm the reason Dave left the Rob Show.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
He's so mad at me right now.
I don't care. He's going to get mad before this segment's over with. Even worse.
He's a good boy. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's only going to get downhill from here, Dave. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Looking around here. What the hell? Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Honey, I'm home, yeah. Stan's looking around like, yeah, okay. When you jackasses going to get to work here?
Somebody going to start getting this thing rolling? It was me.
And you didn't know it until the last second.
I'm looking over at Haney. I'm going, well, you're looking at me. Wait. Oh.
The hell is wrong with him?
It is.
Is he drinking again?
Look at him over there. Yeah, then I realize, no, it's me.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking today?
Yeah, well, apparently. All right. Can't you tell?
You know what today is?
What? What is it? What's today?
Today is February 12th.
Okay.
It's a big day.
Yes, it is. What?
Well, it's someone's birthday.
Oh! We used to celebrate it on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Junior doesn't remember this, but we used to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday. It used to be a holiday.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
Top things you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
He served in the Black Hawk War in 1832 to help fight Native American tribes, which is why he's not exactly a fan of Elizabeth Warren.
That just cuts through you just like a knife. Like a knife that's been almost white hot and then goes into your head.
Once considered purchasing a mattress on George Washington's birthday.
Yep.
One of the most popular presidents of all time, yet his Instagram subscriber count is garbage.
Yeah.
His debates with Stephen Douglas reached a level of intensity that would make Nicki Minaj and Cardi B wince.
Yeah, yeah, whenever you mention them, you gotta...
Battled chronic constipation.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Live in America!
Texter wants to know, it's killing me. What's this Carol business?
Nothing.
What's this Carol? What is
Hi,
this?
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio. Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories. Hi, I'm Carol.
Lincoln's famous quote, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," was the inspiration for many an episode of the Brady Bunch.
It's true.
Oh, my God! Oh.
It's okay, Mama.
To fulfill his dying wish, underneath its pants, the Lincoln Memorial is anatomically correct.
Yep. Dave gets a kick out of that.
Things grew tense with Mary Todd after she caught him with Stormith Daniels.
Storm it.
And finally, the very top thing you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
Beneath his iconic top hat, a dancing monkey.
Ah!
Hi, I'm Carol. Dave messaged me on Bumble.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, man.
Dave is very upset.
Yeah, very well. It's going to only get worse. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This is from Tom in Estero. Very nice letter here.
So you're not going to read any of my hate mail?
Give me one.
What did I do with it?
Give me one. I'll just pick one at random. Give me one. I'll give because it's.
Well, you said you weren't going to do
it. It's pretty indicative of. Just take one. Just pop one out.
Well, I don't know
staple.
What I did with them now.
Well, you asked me. You want me to read it? I'll read. I'll son of a bitch. I'll read.
What?
I'll read
you call me a son of.
Let me see. I'll just take this one. Here.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, take that one back. I'll start. All right. You want me to start with a nice letter, or do you want me to start with yours?
Whatever you like.
I'll start with yours. This is one of many written by similar people.
And they've been proven soundly wrong.
Yep. By law. This is from Mystery Greg. Here's where else you can tell it's fake. He signs his name with 2 G's, but his email 1 G.
See, your theory is that all my hate mail came from one specific place.
One specific place, one specific group of people who said, let's all go and email Haney. Ahoy, guys. Mark Haney, I'm really surprised by your comments, but then again, not really. It's daily. With regards to the lady that mentioned the man punching the child, dude, please get a grip. You are saying things on a daily basis that's so very negative and just downright wrong. I personally don't condone violence from any group, gang, or people, regardless of color. How'd color get involved in this? To murder someone is horrible. Anyone that does that should pay the penalty and go to prison. But your negative words are not helping the situation.
That I view murder in a negative context.
Yeah. Think about it, Haney.
Okay.
As the letter continues, you are adding to the dysfunction, and it's not helping any of us. It's only creating more dissension between our races.
Oh.
Again, how does race and color get into this?
And, I didn't tell him to go murder again.
That was a black child and an old white guy. And you chose to side with the old white guy.
Yes.
Go figure.
Could that be because he was, I don't know, right?
Use that, Mike Haney, to do good and not make us as a people more divided. Signed Greg with 2 G's, signing the letter, not the same in his email address.
Ooh, you suck.
Now back on to better things. Tom from Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. There is a lot to be said about the fact that the men and women on our front lines support President Trump. Our armed forces members and law enforcement community are all big fans of our president. I believe that I can make this claim. I have every right to make this claim. You see, I'm a retired police officer of 27 years on the force. I am the son of a retired Army vet and former police officer. And I am the proud father of an Army vet and newly hired police officer. With these facts in hand, common sense would tell you that President Trump is one of the best things that has come along in a long time. Signed, Tom and Estero.
In a very long time. Some might say at the last minute.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Hmm. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, I must comment on what that bonehead asked your girlfriend.
Jesus.
Dave, what would make you ask such a question that is one of the most inappropriate things I feel you have ever done? I'm surprised Stan didn't punch you right in the mouth, or that his girlfriend didn't slap you. So, Dave, you owe her and Stan an apology. There's an old saying, engage brain before opening mouth.
Jesus.
And Dave, quite frankly, I'm ashamed of you.
Dude.
Dave, anything you'd like to add? Anything you'd like to say to the Guardian?
In your own defense.
In your own defense? Anything you'd like to say? Don't put the blame on anybody else.
I'm not. I've owned up to it. I owned up to it earlier, and you heard me.
I apologize
at the beginning of the show, man.
At that time, getting critical information about female menstruation was very important to you.
Well, for some reason, I needed to know that, and it just was on my, it was on the, you know, the frontal cortex, and it just came flying out, man.
Might I suggest a book?
Yeah, how about a book?
I am reading a book.
It's called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
No, I'm reading a law book right now.
Yeah, well,
are you?
Good.
Yeah, man.
What's that about?
About practicing law, bro.
Oh, and I'm sad that Mike Chiannopoulos wasn't in studio today because Dave wanted to confront him. Dave said he can legally drive a car without a driver's license and there's not anybody that can do anything about it.
Yeah, that's what it says in the book, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dave's a sovereign citizen.
Yeah. I don't need a license, bro.
When we come back... Stan's Name That Movie.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 25, 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Today's five movie clips, anniversary films. All of these films are celebrating their anniversary of their release. We'll go back to 1969, 1979, 1989, 99, and 2009. Remember, like, how when we saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High, it was the anniversary of the release of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
These movies are all
that
celebrating
so
their,
great to see that
their anniversaries. We'll do it, and I'll go over the prices as well. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll play the game, give you a chance to win with Stan's Name That Movie.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It's in Cape Coral. Got a crash. Burnt Store Road South and Southwest Pine Island Road. And you are up to date. Five movie clips, all of them celebrating their anniversary of their release this year. If you're the first person to correctly name the film, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. Maybe you'd like a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. I have one gold-dipped rose from Steven Singer left. Awesome Valentine's Day gift. One gold rose left. I got $50 to the pewter mug. Maybe you'd like some tickets to an upcoming Everblades game. And I have a pair of tickets to go see Shinedown a week from Wednesday. Also, Papa Roach and Asking Alexandria going to be there at the Hertz Arena. Shinedown tickets. Your job is to identify the film. Will you get rid of that person and put all phones on lockdown, Junior, please? These are all films celebrating their anniversary this year in 2019. First person to identify the film will get a choice of prizes. Celebrating 50 years since it was made, 1969. Name this movie.
With them on their you can foray. Shut up now, News.
Oh, not yet till I get to the good part. Also known to have participated in the holdup are Flat-Nosed Curry and News Carver. I just loved reading my name in the paper.
Okay, so we just forget about Logan taking over, okay, Flat-Nosed?
Well, you always said that any one of us could challenge him.
Well, it's because I figured no one would do it.
Figured wrong.
You guys can't want Logan!
Well, at least he's with us. You've been spending a lot of time gone.
Well, that's because everything's different now.
Guns or knives?
Neither.
Pick!
I don't want to shoot with you, Harvey.
Maybe there's a way to make a profit in this. Bet on Logan.
I would, but who'd bet on you?
When we're done, if he's dead, you're welcome to stay.
Listen, I don't mean to be a sore loser, but when it's done, if I'm dead, kill him.
Love to.
No, not yet. Not until me and Harvey get the rules straightened out.
Rules? In a knife fight? No rules.
Well, if there ain't gonna be any rules, let's get the fight started. Someone count 1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3, go.
I was really rooting for you.
Well, thank you, Flat-Nosed. That's what sustained me in my time of trouble.
Name that movie released 50 years ago. This year, 277-9600. Get yourself a prize 50 years ago. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Will you turn down your radio, please, sweetheart?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Michelle, I know you remember when the movie came out. Can you tell me the name of the movie?
Is it The Italian Job?
No, it is not. Thank you. Dear. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, name the movie.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
You are absolutely correct. Nice job on that 50 years ago this year. What would you like?
The Gold Dipped Rose.
You got it, buddy. You got our last one. Hold the line from Steven Singer. This movie came out 40 years ago. This year, celebrating its 40th anniversary, name this movie.
Well, what is it, boy? Are you lost? Do you want to play? Is it trouble? Trouble? Is it an accident? A drowning? A fire?
Yep.
Fire?
Oh, gosh! We've got to warn everybody! I've heard about dogs like you! You're gonna be famous! You're gonna get your picture taken, and they'll put it in the paper! Gosh, this is exciting! You saved my life! Come on, let's warn everybody!
Fire! It's a fire! Fire! It's a fire! Everybody! Wake up! It's a fire! It's a fire! This dog, he's saving everybody's life! Oh, it's unbelievable! He's some dog! He's a lifesaver! That's what I'll call him, too! Oh, lifesaver! That's gonna be your name!
Folks, false alarm! There's no fire!
Hey, mister! Don't call that dog lifesaver.
No.
Call him head.
40 years ago this year, name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bud, Cape Coral.
Bud, Cape Coral, can you name the movie?
The Jerk?
Steve Martin, yep, The
you
Jerk.
Got it.
Nice job.
Love it.
Alrighty.
What would you like?
Let's go with the, you got the pewter mug?
I got the pewter mug, you got it too.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, buddy. Yep, 40 years ago. We now go to another anniversary. This movie came out 30 years ago this year. your job, be the first one to identify this film released 30 years ago this year.
What's the bottom of the truth?
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back. It may look like that person, but it ain't that person. Because whatever lives in the ground beyond ain't human at all. It was 4 or 5 days after Timmy's funeral when Margie Washburn seen Timmy walking up the road towards Yorkie's livery. As time went by, lots of folks saw Timmy walking back and forth. But it was Margie who finally came to some of us men folks and said it had to be stopped. She knew it was an abomination. So us men sat down and talked it out. Then we got into my car and went over the Bateman place to take care of it.
He's dead. He ain't natural.
One way or the other.
Yeah, there's no other way. He's got a burn.
You wreck him up. Stop it. Timmy, stop it. Stop it.
The place is going up.
Go away.
Get out while you still can, Bill.
30 years ago this year.
Ugh.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Justin.
Justin, name the movie.
Pet Sematary.
It is Pet Sematary with the late, great Fred Gwynne.
Yeah, dangerous road.
What would you like?
What do you guys have?
We have Barbecue Saw, we have Pewter Mug, we have Everblades, we have Shinedown tickets.
I'll do some Everblades tickets.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. That was 30 years ago.
That was one of the few, because I had read the book, and the movie was as good as the book.
Yep. This movie came out 20 years ago this year. I remember going and watching it in the movie theater and thinking this was a great movie. Name this movie that came out 20 years ago this year.
This is Porter.
I should probably have you just shoot Fairfax and then hire you to run the city for me. Too bad you're just a punk with the right balls to brains ratio. Honey, I wouldn't even get out of bed for 130 grand.
You people aren't listening. It's not 130
grand. No, you listen. You got no place to go, Porter. You're finished. You get what I'm talking about? Fairfax!
Hey, what the hell are you doing, man?
Just, are you okay?
Yes, no, it's all right. He's just killing my alligator bags and shooting holes in my suit. Man, that's just mean.
Okay, Porter, I give up. Where do you want to pick up your money?
King's Cross Station. Send one man with a blue backpack full of cash. I'll be on the platform.
What's the name of the stop?
It's the end of the line.
For you too, sweetheart.
You just signed your own death warrant for $130,000. I don't get that. What is it? The principal or something, huh?
No. I just want my money back. And it's only 70.
70? What do you mean it's only 70? It's only 70,000? Hell, my suits are worth more than that.
Name the movie. Came out 20 years ago this year. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, you think you know this one, don't you?
I think so.
What is it?
It's Payback.
It is. It's Payback with Mel Gibson. Absolutely. Nice job. James Coburn in that scene as well. Nice job. What would you like?
I will take your Shinedown tickets.
You got them. You got a pair of Shinedown tickets. Hold on. Nice job. We still have another pair left if you want them. Our final movie.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This one came out. It's hard to believe that it's been this long already. This one came out 10 years ago this year in 2009. And I do it for a group of people that live and breathe this. I'm with you. Name the movie.
I am not our father. There are so few Vulcans left. We cannot afford to ignore each other.
Then why did you send Kirk aboard when you alone could have explained the truth?
Because you needed each other. I could not deprive you of the revelation of all that you could accomplish together, of a friendship that will define you both in ways you cannot yet realize.
How did you persuade him to keep your secret?
He inferred that universe-ending paradoxes would ensue should he break his promise.
You lied.
Oh, I implied.
A gamble?
An act of faith. One I hope that you'll repeat in the future at Starfleet.
In the face of extinction, it is only logical I resign my Starfleet commission and help rebuild our race.
And yet you can be in two places at once. I urge you to remain in Starfleet. I have already located a suitable planet on which to establish a Vulcan colony. Spock, in this case, do yourself a favor. Put aside logic. Do what feels right. Since my customary farewell would appear oddly self-serving, I shall simply say, good luck.
Name the movie. I did this for you, that group of you out there. Sorry, Warzies. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Tyler.
Tyler, can you name it?
Lord of the Rings?
No.
Wow.
No.
Is that a joke?
No, buddy.
I'm just going to say it was a joke. Let's just go with that.
That he was clowning around, tried to pull a fast one.
Yeah. He was trying to be funny.
Yeah. I hope so.
Turn
your radio down.
Okay.
Thank you, Cupcake. What's your name?
Nicole,
can you name that movie?
Star Trek.
It is. It was the rebirth of the new Star Trek franchise. Leonard Nimoy reprising his role with the new Spock. Yes, are you a Trekkie?
Yes and no. I don't go that far into it, right. But I've been watching it since I was a child.
Yeah. What would you
well,
like?
Well, I wasn't that long ago, was it?
10 years.
Well, it was pretty long ago. I'm 49, so I've been watching it for quite a long time.
You sound very youthful.
Yeah, you sound extremely youthful. You're from the generation of the Star Trek The Next Generation with Picard.
Correct.
Yeah. What would you like, dear?
I'd really love those Shinedown tickets.
You got a pair of them.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Hold on, Junior. I'll tell you how to get them.
Okay, great.
All right, hold on. There we go.
Now, see, that was a nice, pleasant exchange.
That was. I didn't mind that at all. You want to give me a nice outro?
No, really.
I might be able to do a few of these. There's a lot of great films.
Yeah, you had some good ones today.
Yeah. I think I can come up with another batch of them, too.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, you know what? Jesus.
What?
Stan, you're saying it wrong. It should be 10 years ago this month and not 10 years ago this year. What? You're an idiot.
That's not what he means. That's entirely wrong.
Yeah, again, get your own show, Haney.
You want me to get my own show?
No, I'm...
You just said get your own show, Haney.
I said to him. Now I'm bringing it over to you, Haney.
You know, if I wanted my own show, I would have done it by now.
I understand that. I didn't mean that. I was...
You son of a...
All right.
You don't want that outro?
Yeah, I'd like it.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to movies that came out in a year ending in 9.
Yeah.
He may do it again at some point because he's got enough to run another batch.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Just the stupid ass texter that won't leave it alone. I'm going to be 57 this year, not this month, you stoop. Jeez. Wow. Let's get you. Jeez. This guy can't shake it.
Well, what's his problem?
That I should be saying 10 years ago this month.
But it's not true.
But it's not true.
That's
10 years ago this year.
Yeah.
This year it's its 10th anniversary.
It's an annual thing.
Correct. Not a monthly thing. You know what that means, buddy? Get over it. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Are you even familiar with the Julian calendar?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, by the way, the Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. I guess Jeff Zito, program director, says that's how he just refers to him now. It's not it.
Rob Show.
Rob Show, 6 o'clock.
Like that's his name, Rob Show.
Yep. So that's what I'll be sure to say hi to him. Welcome, Mr. Show, into the studio.
Rob Show.
Yeah, Rob Show. Let's get you updated.
What's that about?
Now, I don't know.
K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a hit and run. Lakewood Boulevard and Summerlin Road. Also in Fort Myers, got a crash. South Tamiami Trail near the Walmart. It's in the 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
There we go.
We'll have another traffic update for you.
Wait, hold on a second.
Okay, I'm good. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
Everything's fine.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Nightly News. With Tom Brokaw in New York, Roger Mudd in Washington, and commentary by John Chancellor.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, February 12th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
Okay.
You know, the Mueller investigation has given us a good window onto how the justice system works. Now, what you do is you intimidate people.
Mm-hmm.
You try and find something they've done wrong, even if it's unrelated to what you're investigating. You send the SWAT team to their house at 6 in the morning. And then what you do is you threaten them and their family as to what might happen to them if they don't cooperate.
And you know what? And it's going on right now, but it's nothing new to when an administration or Congress assigns a special prosecutor. You can go back through history. Whenever a special prosecutor is put on a federal case,
mm-hmm.
it is so they will keep going and they will go farther and farther.
Yeah, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky was supposed to be investigating a real estate deal.
Yep, that was, Ken Starr was a special prosecutor, and it was Blackwater?
Whitewater.
And we can't pin them on anything here. We'll keep it going until we find something. and then the Monica Lewinsky stuff. So it's all based. It's all based, whether you're on the right or left. It's all based on intimidation and continuing to turn over rocks until you find something, which isn't even what you were assigned to do.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they will, even if you're innocent and you know none of this happened, they create a story, a narrative, yes, as to what they believe happened.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you, this is what we got, and you better go along with it,
or we'll come after you.
Yep.
And that's the whole thing. They'll offer you immunity. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there. We're not going to charge you for anything.
But I haven't done anything.
Well, we don't know that, do we?
I do.
Well, we're going to go and find out. And I'm sure there's a few things that you don't want overturned or looked into. Now,
maybe you haven't done anything, but what about that brother of yours?
Yep.
Well, and I don't know if he's done anything.
Well, wouldn't it look bad?
Yep.
You don't want that to happen to your family. So you'll tell us you've got immunity.
And, you know, some of us still have our ideas of Perry Mason and Matt Locke.
Oh, if only. If only.
Nobody goes to trial.
No.
It's all done like what we were just talking about.
Some of our best attorneys in town pride themselves on nothing going to trial. We'll settle this.
What do you think the numbers are?
For settling?
Settling versus going to trial.
I would assume they're higher than most people would think.
97% of all federal cases and 94% of state cases end up in a plea bargain, not a verdict.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that high.
Well, you said higher than you think.
Yeah.
And it's higher than you think.
Yep.
When I say Honda, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, cars, motorcycles.
Well, where does that come from?
Japan.
And in Japan,
the hand is sharper than the knife.
Hee-yah! The man who founded Honda was Soichiro Honda.
Ah.
He originally applied for an engineering job at Toyota, but they opted not to hire him, so he said, F it, I'll make my own company.
Yeah, because correct me if I'm wrong, he made motorcycles before he made cars. Honda.
Motorcycle?
Yeah!
But don't try that on this heirloom tomato. Oh, no! What a mess. Beavers are hardwired.
Yeah, well, they're in your rodentia.
They've learned that just the sound of running water will make a beaver stop whatever it's doing.
Yep.
And start building a dam with whatever it can find, even if they're nowhere near water. Hmm. They'll just start doing it.
Hardwired, just like us. We hear running water. Yep. I guarantee you, you'll use the restroom.
Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like just recently we were talking about Karen Carpenter and the Carpenters and how wonderful that was.
Voice of an angel.
Who could forget the Carpenters' hit, We've Only Just Begun. Huge, huge hit. That song started out as a jingle for a bank commercial. That jingle was written by our good friend, Paul Williams.
Fact.
Paul Williams realized, you know, this is a pretty damn good bank jingle. It might be more. So he decided to expand it into a complete song. The Carpenters loved it, and the rest is history.
Yep. My main man, Herb Alpert, discovered the Carpenters.
Paul Williams does not get the credit he is due.
Paul Williams, musical genius. He wrote so many songs that you have heard that have become standards.
Love, ancient and evergreen.
Oh, yeah. And you may remember him as a little anus from Smokey and the Bandit.
And his definitive work, Phantom of the Paradise. You know, yoga seems to be getting even more popular as time goes by. Your yuppies, bored housewives.
Yep. All want to do the yoga.
Well, there's a new type of yoga that is gaining in popularity. It's a little something we like to call rage yoga.
Yeah.
It involves doing yoga poses as you yell, curse, and slam beers.
Hey, all right.
Their website explains it'll help you get, quote, zen as F.
All right.
One of the instructors says that even though swearing and cursing feels like the opposite of traditional yoga, it has the same end goal, to, quote, let go of your frustration and rage in a healthy way.
We got to get Dave into those rage rooms. I'll give you the contact. We'll send him out on a Friday here and have him do a little something.
Hello. I have a certain set of skills. I can do downward dog. I can do it all.
There are actual classes for rage yoga in Houston and in Alberta, Canada.
What about here in Florida?
Well, there are online classes you can take at a university without walls. At rageyoga.com.
So you just type in that rage yoga and you can do it from your own home.
Yep.
Take that down because that is disturbing.
That is so gross.
That is such a disturbing picture. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What he did is it's one of those fakes where they put AOC's head on like a sorority girl who's just airing herself out.
Yep. Taking an air bath.
Yep.
And it looks like she needs it.
Yep. You know. You know at the end of the day, yep, when she's been running around all day, yep, you yep know.
Running around in her little pantsuit.
Yep.
That she's going to.
By the time you peel off that top layer.
Suffice to say, she needs an air bath.
Yep. That's so inappropriate.
But it's a fact.
So misogynistic.
Yeah, she needs an air bath. You know, I got to tell this real quick, and then I know we got to take the break. Me and my buddy, Dave the Architect.
Oh, yeah.
We were following our buddy at the time, Phil, and his girlfriend. We were going from somewhere. It was like a two-hour drive. And so me and my buddy Dave were in his VW Bug, and our buddy Phil and his girlfriend were in the car in front of us. He knew where he was going. We were following him. We were going somewhere. And his girlfriend is driving in the car with the window down and her leg kicked up out going out the window. And so me and my buddy Dave are going, what the hell is she doing? Can't she sit in the damn car right? Can't she just sit, put her feet down on the floor? What's she doing with her leg hanging out the window? And we both came to the conclusion she was taking an air bath.
Well, look at who she was with.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he always carry around Old Spice wet wipes?
No, not that Phil. Not that Phil. But, yes, that guy did. But this other Phil. So we get to our destination, and we're like, what's your girlfriend doing out there? You know what he said? Straight-faced. She was taking an air bath.
What this word is. Misogynistic. Misogynistic. A new word to me. What do you make? I was reading it the wrong way.
It's never too late to learn a new word.
I know the word. Some sort of disease.
In a moment.
I don't know what this word is. Misogynistic, a new word to me. What do you make? I was reading it the wrong way.
It's No, it's never too late to learn a new word.
I know the word. I was reading it was my soul, like some sort of disease.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I am always here for you, brother. That. A man by the name of Dan LaGuardia.
Ah, famous name.
Was at a car dealership near San Diego last Tuesday, and it was a happy day for him.
Okay.
He was trading his old Scion hatchback in for a Beamer.
Ooh.
Nice upgrade.
Yeah.
And he noticed a younger woman, a gal named Kayla Cooper, who was attempting to purchase a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, credit was just not quite there.
She walked out in tears. It turns out, little Kayla.
I don't know what this word is. Misogynistic.
Turns out, little Kayla is working two jobs to put herself through nursing school. What a good gal.
Yeah.
And she's been borrowing cars from friends.
Oh.
Trying to get to work.
What a little darling.
So she was hoping to get her own car.
Someday.
But as it turns out, this gal couldn't cover the down payment.
Yeah, didn't have at least a 580 credit score. Don't feel bad. Dave's the same way. He's got 380.
Well, a little gal like that, what she needs is a good man in her life.
What's this word?
I don't know what this word is. Misogynistic.
So after this gal, and you know, women are emotional. It happens. Yeah, you know, she burst into tears at the car dealership. Good guy Dan asked the sales guy if he still has Kayla's number. Then he told her, you get on the horn there and you tell that little gal to come on back in.
Yeah.
Because good guy Dan LaGuardia wanted to give her his trade-in.
That's great.
Now his hatchback is probably 5 or 10 years old, but to a gal like that, it may as well be brand new.
Yep. New to her.
But he decided it was more than worth it to just give it to her. When Kayla got back to the dealership, she didn't believe it at first because, well, she's been indoctrinated to hate men. But when Dan made it official, signed the title over, and gave her the keys, oh, she was blissfully happy. Dan says he was happy to do what he could to help the gal out, adding, quote, if everybody did that for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place.
Sure would.
You know, where she drives off happy in the hatchback and he takes off in his new Beamer.
Yeah.
But we're all equal.
Yes, we are. Yes.
All right.
Yep. 380 credit score ain't going to get you no car.
Yep. And if you can't come up with that 199 down.
Yep. You know, there's not a lot of Art Grindles around anymore.
Hello, everybody. I'm Art Grindle. Look at this. An 86 Dodge Challenger. Ah, look at this car. What's wrong with this car? I'll tell you what's wrong with this car. It's got a price that's too damn high.
And he used to jump on the cars.
Yep, and rip up the price. Jump up and down on the roof.
Yep.
He was awesome. I wonder if they got that on YouTube. The kids need to see that.
I know they have Artie Grindle, the son, because he took over for Pop.
Nah, the original man.
But the original old man.
He was a madman.
Darn right he was. That Art Grindle.
I remember being I
want to sell you a car.
I think I was still on the bottle when I got fascinated with Art Grindle.
Yep.
My parents started yelling at me, stop jumping on the car.
Take a look at this 64 Ford Falcon.
That's right. Ford Falcon's got a V8 engine. It's got beautiful seating and an AM FM radio.
White wall tires.
And there's only one thing wrong with this car, folks. It's got a price that's too damned high.
And they take it and tear it up.
Yep, jumping up and down on the roof.
Yep, showing you that the springs were good.
Yep. What a maniac.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yep.
You know, those who serve us in law enforcement have a tough enough time in life.
Yeah.
And there's one officer from Boston who's found himself in quite a bit of trouble after, well, he made some questionable choices on Friday night.
Yeah. Because there's, you know, like Junior has, you know, rule number one with us. I'll always make the hosts look good. Police officers have a rule number one, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that night, this particular officer did one thing right.
What's that?
He knew he was going to enjoy himself, and he knew he shouldn't do it in Boston.
Right.
So he drove to Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Jeez.
And hired a couple of whores he found on Instagram. That would be 22-year-old Melissa Dossier and 25-year-old Naish Rivera.
Hey, Naish.
Well, he and his two new lady friends went to a bunch of bars and strip clubs, then back to the hotel room.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know exactly what went on in that room.
No, we don't.
And it would be wrong to speculate what may have happened between a grown man and the two prostitutes he'd hired for the evening. What we do know is this. At some point during the encounter, the ladies relieved the officer of his service weapon.
Yeah, rule number one. Don't lose your service revolver.
That would be a Black 40 caliber Glock.
Oh, nice one.
And they thought so, too, and took off with it.
It's got some stopping power.
I don't know what happened. Perhaps they spoke to a male relative who explained to them the type of trouble they could be in for relieving an officer of his service weapon. So they anonymously dropped the gun off at the fire station in Providence, Rhode Island, the next day.
It's on the way back to Boston.
But police in Rhode Island tracked down both women and charged them with whoring. Now, the officer isn't facing any charges yet. He's quietly been put on paid leave while the department attempts to make us forget this ever happened.
They look like a couple of fun girls, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, how would you swipe, Junior?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, I go right.
he'd
now, the one on our left could clean herself up.
Could.
The other one, no.
No. Junior'd go right on both of them.
Well, he just doesn't know any better.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, while he's engaging in this particular brand of behavior,
yes, yeah,
you know, I hope it doesn't fall to us to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, it usually does.
You know, and then we end up having phone conversations we never thought we'd have where someone's telling Stan, okay, it's true, we like to party, but we go to work too.
Don't want to hear that anymore.
No, Bill.
Hey, I just want to let you know. We like to party. Yeah, we like to party, but we go to work, too.
And why were you talking to them?
To get somebody that was partying and not coming to work.
Yeah, it's, well, we wouldn't be in your private business except he's not at work. Do birthdays mean less as you get older?
Yes, they do.
Well, there's a man in Moore, Utah, by the name of Dennis Butler, who would disagree with you.
Oh, really?
You see, he turned 66 on Friday.
Good for him.
And to celebrate, he decided to go into high gear. Mm. He hopped in the car and began ramming people on the road.
What?
Then he got out of his car and mooned everybody on the road.
That'll show 'em.
Then he got back in his car and saw a cop and decided let him in on the fun and tried to ram the cop head on, too. And when the cop swerved off the road to get out of the way, Dennis flipped him off. The cop got into a high-speed chase with the birthday boy, which topped out at 100 miles per hour before Dennis got tired, went to his house, and stopped.
Yeah, take a look at him.
He was arrested on several felony charges.
Sure.
Now, it's not clear if he was drunk or not.
Take a look at him.
But if you want to go by his past record, yes, he has plenty of DUIs and reckless driving charges in his past. Time to party!
Yeah. Go to work, too.
That's right. I rammed a cop and mooned him, flipped him off. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, February 12th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. I'll tell you something, the price is too damn high.
Only one thing wrong with this
one thing.
Quality automobile.
Yeah, that was it.
Got a price that's too damn high.
Go to 96krock.com and win tickets to see Tesla March 3rd. At the Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale. One winner scores four tickets to the show. Plus food and transportation provided by J.P. Morgan Limousine. Register to win now on 96krock.com.
This report brought to you by Jet's Pizza. Jet's Pizza is Detroit-style pizza. Baked to the thickest crunch in steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni. Bold and traditional. Just $11.99. Jet's. Better because it has to be.
All offers with approved credit and cannot be combined. Disney World is a registered trademark of the Walt Disney Company, is not affiliated with and does not endorse this offer. Visit NaplesNissan.com for complete details.
Hey, Aaron Walker here on the showroom floor at Naples Nissan. Folks, you gotta come see what I've done with this place. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but hey, I've got a big number to hit this month. I've got Mickey and Minnie here with me passing out $100 in gift cards to anyone who takes a test drive, and every vehicle purchased comes with tickets to Disney World. That's right. Choose from over 600 new Nissan models. Get $100 in gift cards just for taking a test drive. And then let me send you on your way to the happiest place on earth. Oh, hey, Mr. Sheffield, I see you just purchased a new Rogue. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World.
Yes, you are. Come see me on Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off I-75, or visit NaplesNissan.com. See ya.
Florida, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on renter's insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the largest auto insurer in the state.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Exclusively at Cape Coral Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the Start Something New sales event. 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, just $179 a month. Yes, Jeep Compass, just $179 a month. Yes, $179 a month. Only at Cape Coral CDJR, your biggest and newest Jeep dealer.
Rockstar Harley's giving 115% of Kelley Blue Book value when you trade for a new Harley now through Sunday. That's 115% of Kelley Blue Book trade value. It's worth more at Rockstar Harley.
Shouldn't you love where you work? Yard House, the restaurant known for great food, classic rock, and the world's largest selection of draft beer, is now open in Naples on Tamiami Trail and is hiring for hourly team members. Yard House offers flexible work schedules, year-round employment, competitive wages, great benefits, and growth opportunities. Join the Yard House team today and apply online at yardhouse.com/careers. yardhouse.com/careers.
Any trade goes. At Fort Myers or Bonita Springs Mitsubishi, our goal is to get you out of your old car and into a new Mitsubishi with a lower monthly payment. So we'll pay up to $3,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for any trade. So you can drive home a new Mitsubishi with a lower payment, even if you owe more on your car than it's worth. New 2018 Mitsubishi Mirages with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty from zero down payment and just $139 per month. And we're pre-qualifying customers online without needing a social security number. Visit Fort Myers or Bonita Springs Mitsubishi.com. Enter your name and address and get your actual credit score, buying power, payment, and interest rate instantly.
We want to see you come on in a brand new Mitsu.
Only at Fort Myers Mitsubishi on Colonial or Bonita Springs Mitsubishi on South Tamiami Trail. Qualified applicants, 84 months at 4.25% APR plus tax, tag, destination, handling, and dealer admin fee. Includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinanced offers don't combine.
Do you need your contractor license?
In just 4 short weekends, Camtech School of Construction will have you ready to ace the state contractor exam.
Camtech has the highest pass rate in the state.
Camtech is affordable.
Camtech is proven.
Attend a 1-hour free, no obligation information seminar this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Holiday Inn Airport,
Interstate Commerce Drive.
Call Camtech at 1-800-875-PASS
or visit camtechschool.com.
Discounts offered at the seminar.
Get legal, get licensed, get Camtech.
Jackal is playing the Southwest Florida Event Center this Friday, February 15th.
And before the show, we're celebrating with Jesse James, America's Outlaw Whiskeys.
Jesse James Dupree will be at Total Wine in Estero beginning at 5:30, signing bottles of Jesse James, America's Outlaw Whiskey.
Join Jesse and sample the original bourbon and the limited release single barrel Tennessee whiskey.
Register to win a pair of tickets to see Jackal and pick up your bottle for Jesse to sign. Jackal at the Event Center. Jesse James bourbon tasting and signing at Total Wine this Friday. Jesse James bourbon. Always drink upstream from the herd.
Especially in the month of February, because I get very aggressive with the banks.
I love it because HugeKiaCredit.com, it's simple, it's easy, and it's so fast and convenient.
I'll tell you something, we give the banks a lot of good credit, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing about the people that I'm getting financed that thought they couldn't afford a new Kia. New Kias are the way to go right now, folks. The warranty's terrific. The cruise with huge, every vehicle.
Oh, it's a blast. I experienced my first one, and I cannot wait for the next.
And not a better time to buy than the February, the Valentine's.
Yeah.
You know?
It's romantic.
I don't
want
to talk about
deals.
It, but you know, I think now's my chance to take a shot at you. It's Valentine's Day. What do you think of that? Huh? It's all about being huge in Florida. I mean huge.
With a purchase or lease of any new Kia, receive a cruise for two scheduled to sale December 8th, 2019, valued at $1,200. Fusilo Kia reserves the right to randomly rip up the contract of any customer buying or leasing a new Kia. Customer will have use of the Kia model specified in the contract. Dealer is responsible for tax, tags, and DMV fees. Offer expires February 28th, 2019. See dealership for complete details. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This report brought to you by Jet's Pizza. Jet's Pizza is Detroit-style pizza. Baked to the thickest crunch in steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni. Bold and traditional. Just $11.99. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Naples Nissan. Aaron Walker's always coming up with something different to make you go down
and you know
and
what?
Check out the
lot. I bet you'd talk to Aaron Walker. He'd straighten you out on your BS.
Yep.
Because he actually knows what's going on.
Get a load of what he's doing down at Naples Nissan. He's giving you a chance to go to the happiest place on earth. Take a test drive and he will give you $100 in gift cards. Every new and pre-owned vehicle purchased at Naples Nissan this month comes with a complimentary park passes to your favorite theme park in Orlando. Over 600 new Nissan models, all backed by his exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty. Then you go and you buy a car at Naples Nissan, and you're going to go to Orlando to the big theme park. By the way, save up to $12,000 off MSRP.
Yeah, but by the way, in addition to those wonderful gift cards, yep. And how about $12,000 off?
Pine Ridge Road.
I think we got it backwards, Stan.
Yep, Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. It's Naples Nissan. Yes.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. Fort Myers, crash, Buckingham Road, and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
It's the music that changes you, man. That's what it is. You know, look at Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and Mickey Mouse Club. Boo, boo, bee, boo. Let's say if you walk into any grocery store, the magazine's looking at you. What is that? What is that? What is with this? I'm not into it. I know they're hardworking guys, but, you know, I'm not into the Mickey Mouse Club. Boo, boo, hoo, boo. Whatever the music, you know, the music. Girl. Oh, girl. Boo, 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 boo. Whatever. It's okay at some time, but I don't want to get into it that way. It's not R&B music, you know? R&B music's always, you know, five black guys with no shirts, you know? Yeah. I'm horny, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. They're always singing how fine a girl is. Girl, you're fine. Lay you down, fine. Yeah. They always say smooth, soft, and silky in every song, don't they? Then they put beats to it. Girl, you're smooth. Yeah, you're soft. Fine.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. It's so important each and every day that we find laughter.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm the reason Dave left the Rob Show.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
He's so mad at me right now.
I don't care. He's going to get mad before this segment's over with. Even worse.
He's a good boy. Yep. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's only going to get downhill from here, Dave. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Looking around here. The hell. Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Honey, I'm home, yeah. Stan's looking around like, yeah, okay. When are you jackasses going to get to work here?
Somebody going to start getting this thing rolling? It was me.
And you didn't know it until the last second.
I'm looking over at Haney. I'm going, well, you're looking at me. Wait. Oh.
The hell is wrong with him?
It is.
Is he drinking again?
Look at him over there. Yeah, then I realized, no, it's me.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking today?
Yeah, well, apparently. All right. Can't you tell?
You know what today is?
What? What is it? What's today?
Today is February 12th.
Okay.
It's a big day.
Yes, it is. What?
Well, it's someone's birthday.
Oh, we used to celebrate it on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Junior doesn't remember this, but we used to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday. It used to be a holiday.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
Top things you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
He served in the Black Hawk War in 1832 to help fight Native American tribes, which is why he's not exactly a fan of Elizabeth Warren.
that just cuts through you just like a knife. Like a knife that's been almost white hot and then goes into your head.
Once considered purchasing a mattress on George Washington's birthday.
Yep.
One of the most popular presidents of all time, yet his Instagram subscriber count is garbage.
Yeah.
His debates with Stephen Douglas reached a level of intensity that would make Nicki Minaj and Cardi B wince.
Yeah, yeah, whenever you mention them, you gotta...
Battled chronic constipation.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Living in America!
Texter wants to know, it's killing me. What's this Carol business? What's this Carol? What is this?
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio. Hi, I'm Carol. I got to get home before I miss my stories. Hi, I'm Carol.
Lincoln's famous quote, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," was the inspiration for many an episode of The Brady Bunch.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's okay, Mama.
To fulfill his dying wish, underneath its pants, the Lincoln Memorial is anatomically correct.
Yep. Dave gets a kick out of that.
Things grew tense with Mary Todd after she caught him with Stormeth Daniels.
Stormeth.
And finally, the very top thing you probably didn't know about Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
Beneath his iconic top hat, a dancing monkey.
Ah!
Hi, I'm Carol. Dave messaged me on Bumble.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it.
Dave is very upset.
Yeah, very. Well, it's going to only get worse.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.